In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's hot in here. So I won't seek to add too much hot air to this place. It's already so hot. But just a little bit of hot air. Just a little bit today. So, today we celebrate the Mass of Christmas. When was it that our Lord was born? Okay, somewhere 2,000 years ago. Okay, so we're in the ballpark. Yeah. When was our Lord born? Do you not know this? December 25th. When was our Lord born? There we go. At midnight. Our Lord Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. Under the Emperor of Quirinius and all those other things that speaks about at the beginning of that, giving the time period. When the decree went out of Caesar Augustus, and that's what brought the mom of Jesus and the foster father of Jesus, Mary and Joseph, to this place. And at midnight, it was December 25th. Anybody who tells you otherwise is a liar. Our Lord was born on the 25th of December. He was born at midnight. Now, what's significant about midnight? Why is it important that detail is there? What happens at midnight? Huh? A new day starts. Okay, so that's good. So there's something particular about the fact that a new day is starting. But what else? What's going on at midnight? Everything is quiet around. Yeah, not too many people are stirring, unless it's Fabian, just because he doesn't get to sleep until about 3 a.m. because he's off researching saints or whatever. He does that late at night. I don't know. We'll talk to his mom about that. What goes on at midnight? The stars around. You look up, and the stars are doing what? They're very low and dim, and you can barely see anything because there's hardly any light coming out, right? No, the stars are bright. Why are the stars bright? Because what? Because it's what? Because it's dark. It's incredibly dark at midnight. What's significant about darkness? Has anybody been in any darkness before? Scary. Are you afraid of the dark? Should be. Darkness is scary. You can fall. You can stumble. You don't know what's going on. You don't know where the next step is coming. You don't know if it's a sure step, do you? Because it's in the darkness. Remember when we went down into the cave earlier today? The shepherd's cave? Where if it wasn't for strong and smart men like Rock, we would have all tripped and fallen. Been more than just dirt at the bottom of those caves. There's been some new remains. And so it was at midnight that our Lord came. This is significant for a lot of reasons. Whereas on September 25th, which takes place in what time of year? In winter. And what's significant about those days right around, just before, just afterwards, particularly just before December 25th? Shortest day of the year. What does that mean, that the shortest day of the year?
Winter.
It's winter, but what is significant about it? Why is it the shortest day? How do we know it's the shortest day? There you go. Good. We need people to point out the obvious. That's what I'm trying to get here. The obvious things. The obvious things. Because so often what we're doing is we're thinking about specific great theological things. We're thinking about grand themes that come up here. We're so smart and we draw strength from the intelligence that we have here. But what's significant about us coming here to the Holy Land is that everything is supposed to be new for you and I. Remember, we're asking God to open our eyes in a new way, to see Jesus in a new way that we've never seen him before, to walk in his footsteps. When I wrote that little thing, God only knows how many years ago, because I don't know how much time has passed, when I wrote that thing for us in the previous pilgrimage that was canceled, I used a word that was saunter. What does it mean to saunter? What? That's right, it means to move about quickly, right? To go as quickly from point A to point B. That's what it means when you saunter, right? No, it means to walk like Ben Burnaby. Which means roundabout way. It means to take in everything that's around. So my dad is really good and well known for taking in everything. It would drive my mother crazy. It's particularly when he was driving, right? He said, "Put your eyes on the road, put attention." And my dad is saying, "No, I want to take in everything that's around." And that's what you're supposed to be doing. Maybe that's not good when you're driving. It's definitely good when we're here in the Holy Land. To take it all in. And so at midnight, what happens there is the same thing that happens on December 25th, which happens right there at the time of that invernal equinox. What do we call that? Winter equinox? Or winter solstice? That's what it is. Solstice. Winter solstice. It's the shortest day of the year. From all eternity, God chose that day. Nothing happens by chance. He chose that particular moment. He chose this particular place from all eternity. This cave, even though it's the place where all of Joseph's relatives, maybe that'll blow your mind, to realize when Joseph and Mary were going around, remember that's Joseph's city? So it means the people here are Joseph's relatives. Which means that when Joseph and Mary were knocking at doors, they weren't knocking on random hotels. They're knocking at people who are among their family's homes. And they said, "You're not going to stay here. You're not going to stay here with us. Think you're going to bring that woman into this place?" Joseph, that's probably not your child, is it? And you think we're going to bring that into our house? One after one after one after one, they turned him away. How many houses did he go to? I'm asking Barbara because she knows. You forgot?
Nine.
More than nine. More than 12. Wasn't it something on the order of 50 houses? 50 relatives said no. 50 relatives said even for a pregnant woman who's about to burst, not in this place. And God chose all those things, knowing all those things, knowing all those hearts. He set it up in this way so he could be down here in a lowly cave and invite only those who are willing to let him in. Those who everybody else pushed out to the outskirts because they're the ones who watch over the flocks at night. And these weren't the good shepherds that everybody looked forward to. These are the ones who raise sheep only to be sacrificed at Passover. And so what were they known for? Raising the price a little bit. Because you had to buy these sheep. And Jesus said, the ones that everybody else says you got to stay outside the towns because you're not important, those are the ones I want you to come close. So at midnight our Lord came. In the darkness, in winter, in the cold, outside the town, rejected. And then, in the middle of the time that has the least bit of light. And what happened then? A light shone forth in the darkness. That's what happened. Christ, who is our light. Something for you and I to ponder as we go forward into this. There's lots of darkness in the world. There's a darkness in your hearts, particularly when you don't go to confession. It's a darkness. It's a darkness. And when darkness gets its dreariest, gets its darkest, that's exactly where our Lord wants to appear. That's where he wants to shine forth his light. The Lord waited until the darkest time to finally say, now's the moment we're all come. And so maybe something you're saying within your life, God, why don't you come and rescue me from this particular struggle that I have or these bad things that are going on in my family? Or have you noticed what's going on in the world? Or have you seen the crazy things they're trying to do to destroy the church right now? Why won't you come, Lord Jesus? Maranatha, come quickly. Why won't you rescue us from this place? Our Lord doesn't come early. He also doesn't come late. He comes when it's darkest. Remember, Jesus told a parable. He said to those 10 virgins, half were prepared, half weren't, right? Half had oil in their lamps, the other half didn't. When did the cry come out saying the bridegroom has arrived? Midnight. At midnight, the cry came out. At the darkest point. So our Lord wants to come in the darkest point of human history. He wants to come in the darkest point of the year. He wants to come in the darkest point of your day. He wants to come in the darkest moment of your life. That's exactly where he wants to show up. And so rather than becoming distracted or becoming sorry for yourself or throwing a pity party or thinking that in depression because it's so tough, because it's so difficult that maybe I've just been abandoned, no, you should be getting excited and saying as it gets darker, I'm closer to when Jesus is going to come. Like, this is the kind of circumstance that our Lord likes to show up in. It should raise your expectations. The darker the rest of the world gets, the darker it seems like it's going in your life, it's the moment that's perfect for God to come. Think about these things. At midnight, that's when it's darkest. While we're coming for communion today, I want you to sing a hymn. You know the hymn, but I want you to sing it. I want you to sing the hymn, "O Holy Night." What are the words of that hymn? I'll recite it for you. We'll sing it together at particularly after giving out communion. What are the words? "O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth." This next line is very important. "Long lay the world in sin and error pining." That word means desiring, longing. Because they were in darkness. And then what happened? Till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. And what happened in that soul? A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices because yonder waits. A new and glorious morning. And so all you have and all I have as a response is to do exactly what those shepherds did. Fall on your knees and get silent enough to where you can hear those angel voices. Because this is the night of nights where Christ is born here in the darkness, in your midnight. Not 2,000 years ago, not even just on the 25th of December, not even at midnight, even at these moments before noon. Christ desires again to reborn in you. And as the rest of this Mass unfolds, the rest of these days here in Bethlehem and beyond, keep the things of this hymn and the things of this particular sermon in this place nourished within your heart. For as my mom said to us every single Christmas, it isn't just about a particular day. She'd remind us to say, today, Christ is reborn in you. And so let's make that humble place of the cave in Bethlehem, right here, said in the Eucharist, if we've gone to confession, we can be ready to receive him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.